Hey everybody, welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew. Welcome back. This is coming out Monday. What day is Monday? The
18th.
The 18th. Thank you, Ryan, before I introduce you. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Last week hit the milestone, 200 downloads and going up. It's a struggle. You know, every week it's crazy, but thank you guys for listening in. This week, very special guest. You just heard his voice, my little brother Ryan. What's up, bro?
Yo, thanks for having me on. I'm clearly the master of dates. I know every Monday's date, so
yeah.
If anyone has that question, you could email me instead of this guy.
Yeah, Ryan also has a podcast that comes out on Monday as well, so he's got his own little schedule here. But I got to ask you a couple things here. I got hit up a few times about how to start a podcast. You've been on the game for a while. Like, you've done the YouTube thing. You got, you know, a couple hundred thousand streams on a few videos and et cetera, et cetera. What made you get into it? How do you do it? Run us through.
Yeah, so the first thing, if you want to get into it, I think the most important thing is that you have an overinflated self-confidence. That's step number one. All of the energy that you get in life needs to come from an inflated ego. That's another really important thing.
Yeah, do you like talking to yourself? Is that what it is?
Not only do I like talking to myself, I love hearing myself talk. I love every additional view, every download, every listen just goes straight to the ego and just blows it up. But no, seriously, if you have, I've always had something to say about stuff, so I think that helps. I've always liked talking to people, and that's something that definitely helps. So I've always been interested in that sort of thing. So I think if anyone who just in general has a lot to say, it's good to have a podcast. Or if you have a lot of interest in something specific. So my podcast is something very, very specific about something that I like. So for me, it was a no-brainer to get on and start that. But actually starting a podcast, the best thing that you can do, you don't have to go crazy, get a ton of different equipment. Yeah. But make sure you have a reasonable microphone. You don't have to get anything crazy. And then just start talking. See how you do. The first couple times, it's going to be super awkward and uncomfortable. I'll always remember the first time I ever made any kind of YouTube videos. I was sitting with like a Rock Band microphone up to my mouth, and my voice was just like, thank you for tuning in. And I was like on the verge of tears the whole time. I think that's normal for most people when they start out. So I wouldn't let that detract. It's something that you learn to do.
And also, I think we got a little bit lucky with how normal our voices sound on mic. Or does that matter?
Yeah. So we're absolute freaks in real life. We're monstrous. we're monsters who, on the streets, people cross, they cross the other side of the street.
They're like, oh my God.
But when it comes to our voices, it sounds, you know, we sound like we know what we're talking about, even when we don't.
Just two homeless guys on a podcast, basically.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I think that helps as well, too, just being able to be confident in your voice and how you sound and people liking how you sound. But I think that even if you don't, if you have a lot of knowledge about something or you're really interested in it, it's something that you can learn and something that you can practice. So like I said, I was always decent at speaking, but at the same time, I had that sort of fear, that public speaking fear I think a lot of people have when they're on the verge of tears. I don't think that has to detract you from getting into it. It's just something that you have to practice.
Yeah, and also, I think consistency, when you're starting out a podcast, consistency is probably key too, right? If you have one a month, or is it once a week? Or, you know, consistency is key to keeping people, tuned in.
Yeah, consistency is like really the most important thing. So like you said, I've been doing this different things for a long time. YouTube, a couple of my videos have a lot of hits on them, which is awesome. But then I would immediately stop and go nowhere with it. So consistency is definitely important. Even if you blow up from one small thing, if you're not consistent with it and you don't get into the habit of doing it.
And then, I haven't really marketed anything, but you've marketed a few of your videos and stuff.
So we do some marketing. We'll do stuff like, YouTube promotion, or we'll promote on Reddit and things like that. We'll go into different Discords where communities are, and we'll post about our stuff or different forums. That's the kind of baseline marketing I think that most people need to do. This guy doesn't, but
you know what? This is episode 20. I really got to start. Like, I got to take your advice on what is it? The Reddit thing. My YouTube kind of sucks. I gotta keep posting about that. But the little clips I've been doing on Instagram gotten a lot of views, and I think that's driving some of, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta show people why they should listen. And I think that with podcasts, that can be really hard. With YouTube stuff, it's a little easier because people are more likely to consume a small little clip of
something.
It's
like clickbaity stuff on there.
You can clickbait, you know, anonymous advice podcast. Wackiest
top 10 question. Wacky questions.
Yeah, so that helps a lot. With a podcast, it's a little harder because a lot of people aren't going to sit down and take a lot of time out of their day unless they know you or are really interested in what you're doing. So
because you're on a podcast now that, you know, it gets to the top 200 gaming in the U.S. pretty frequently. Like, how did that even happen? Because you started around the same time I think I started mine. Maybe a couple weeks earlier.
Yeah, probably a couple weeks earlier. I think it helps when you're hyper-focused. So for this podcast, the quality is really good. A lot of these podcasts are really funny. I tune in as well, too. They're awesome. But they're not hyper-focused, right? So that's the hardest thing. For me, I have a gaming podcast where we can just put it in places that people who play the game exist. So like I said, the Discord communities, the specific subreddits, it's a little easier. If you have a real hard focus, I think a lot of podcasts that are popular, like true crime podcasts, there are communities of people who are really interested in these things. So when you're starting out on a podcast or starting out, if you have an interest like that, it's a lot easier to market it.
Yeah, it is kind of tough to market this one. It's like, oh, Andrew tells another shit joke. Oh, God. It's like, where do you even market that on Reddit? Like, I wouldn't even know.
Exactly. I think that can make it difficult. But as long as you're putting out good stuff, good quality, it'll grow over time. I think that's what's happening here with this amazing podcast.
Oh, man. 20 episodes in. That's a decent amount. I can't believe
that's
I kept it up.
Like, I can't believe you kept it up.
Yeah,
either.
I thought I was going to quit after, like, the first. The craziest thing was just the first episode. Like, setting everything up, you know, telling a story, and being by yourself is kind of tough, too, because I got to edit it. I'm all alone here. Besides Ryan, obviously.
No, yeah, that's true. I have other people with me doing mine. I don't have to do everything on my own, which makes it a lot easier to stay consistent. A lot of times I just have to show up, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, there is a lot of setup involved as far as like how you even get it onto these pod players.
So I use this thing called Captivate. So it's basically like a distro for podcasts. So it's like, you know, $15 a month. You can put up, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours a week. And that's really all I need so far. And yeah, the first one, you know, iTunes was wacky. Spotify, I was like freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? It's not up yet. But after the first one, they'll start posting, you know, anytime you post it up, it'll be up in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would say if someone wants to start one, you just got to launch into it. You know, make sure you have the basic setup. Figure out what you need to do, like post it. But a lot of people in across different walks of life, even things like starting businesses and stuff like that, they put too much time into the planning and the thought. Sometimes you just got to jump in head first and then solve the problems as they come up. Like, oh, it's not on iTunes, but it's on Spotify. Let's solve that problem. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, after a few in, I think you're probably pretty confident in the way that you
post
it.
Pretty confident. And it's really cool that people, you know, reach out to me specifically. Either they were on this podcast or they just reach out. I got hit up a couple times about just, hey, I want to start a podcast. What do you do? I'm like, it's nice, but I also have no fucking idea. Like, I literally just went to Audacity and clicked a button.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Audacity, free software. Get yourself a, you know, here practical advice. Get yourself a Blue Yeti. It's like $100, sometimes less. Yeah. It's a USB microphone. You don't need an audio interface like we're using now. You don't need a huge mic. Like, we're using a pretty nice one just because we just had it from some of my other interests as well, too, which is useful. But you don't need all that. You know, a Blue Yeti will be good to start out as you get used to it.
Yeah, and you're really building it up, too. Like, you got a TikTok fucking thing there. You got a green screen.
Yeah, we got a green screen. We got a ring light. So that's you know, I'm ready to post my selfies on Instagram.
Yeah, every week. I was saying last week, I was like, geez, maybe I should actually start doing, like, videos, you know.
You could. I mean, we have, you know, as you build that setup, you don't gotta start with it all at once. You can build up to it. And again, you know, not people aren't gonna listen to your first podcast if you're not promoting it anywhere. Just throw out that first episode and fix problems as they show up.
Yeah, throw out the first couple and just make sure that it's. I've had podcasts that, like, I'm listening to it. They're friends of friends, but they just sound like shit because they're using some weird mic or something. Just make sure it sounds decent, and you can edit yourself too in Audacity a little bit. I learned as I went.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You don't need to be perfect on the first try.
Yeah, for sure. All right, should we get into a couple questions here?
Let's do some questions. I'm excited to do questions.
The Anonymous Advice Podcast. Well, most of the time, my advice sucks, so it's always nice having somebody else in the room here.
Yeah, I'm ready to. I'm really ready to give some people some horrible advice, probably.
All right, let's get to the first question here. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job with my relationship with my girlfriend. They're both 15 fucking years old, by the way.
Oh, okay, a couple 15-year-olds. I've been 15, so I think I've got a good frame of reference.
I've also been 15, but dude, it's been like seven. It's been so long since I've been 15, I feel like. All right, here we go. So we've been dating for about a week now, and so far we've been doing fine, especially because of COVID. We haven't seen each other in about a year, and so we are waiting for me to turn 16 and we can finally meet up again. My issue is that I don't feel like I'm doing a good job at being a boyfriend to her. The conversations we have always sort of die out before too long, and it just doesn't sound or feel like I'm doing a good job. I don't know how to really put it, besides it doesn't feel like I'm doing things right, and I don't know what to do.
Wow. Well... Okay, I think we've all been there. If you're not 15, assuming you're not 15, I think we've all been there on Tinder where you hit somebody up and the conversation fizzles out immediately.
God, I fucking hate that, dude. How often does that happens? Probably 99% of the time.
It happens more often than not. So I'll be talking to someone and I'll be like, "Hey, what are you up to?" And they'll be like, "LOL, I'm doing the craziest thing ever. I'm baking gingerbread." And I'm just like, oh, this is a real thing that happened. I was like, oh, that's not really that crazy. Yeah, and I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, like, what do you respond to that being like, oh, nice. Like, let me know how it turns out, I guess.
Yeah, I like gingerbread. So that's the first step. I think everyone experiences that with strangers. Sounds like these two kids are already dating. The other big thing is they're 15.
Yeah.
You're 15. Yeah. You're not a master of conversations at this point in time.
I'm proud that you got a girlfriend when you're 15 years old, dude. I didn't even have one until I was like 21 or 20.
Yeah, just like practically speaking, you probably are a bad boyfriend. You're 15 years old.
You just stare at each other's faces and clean their braces out. Like, what do you do at 15? Like, what do you even do?
What do you? Math class was hard.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Like, you have iPhones now. I didn't even have one of those. So I couldn't, do anything.
That's a good point. I mean, things might be pretty different because of how much social media and iPhones and things are out there. When we were in high school, we didn't really have that sort of crazy stuff.
I assume that you think though that it's more toxic now. Like, imagine being a teenager now, being like, I don't even know. It's like when I was a kid, you call Four Eyes and like a homo, but now it's just like, kill yourself, I hate you.
Yeah,
like,
dude, you got people who are, people are really nasty to each other these days. So that's pretty horrible too. But you know, your main question is that it sounds like your conversations are fizzling out. Figure out what your interests are, what her interests are, and talk about those. If you're just super boring people who don't do anything, well, then your conversations are probably going to be boring anyway. You're not going to have a lot to talk about. But if you have hobbies, interests, things you want to do, places you want to see, things like that, you know, it's important to talk.
Yeah, I feel like kids, what are they, like Animal Crossing now? You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, what are kids these days doing? Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I've learned when talking to girls in general is you don't want to get into a conversation loop where every day you only ask these same questions. You say, good morning, how are you? What are you up to today? That's cool. What am I up to today? I'm doing this or that. Okay. And if that's the only thing every day, you're just saying the same things over and over, it is pretty boring.
Yeah, you got to speed it up. The problem now is COVID, but like, if that's the same thing over and over, it's like the chance that you guys are going to hang out is like very rare.
Yeah, try to do some things. You know, FaceTime and watch a movie together. Find some other thing that you can focus on or talk about, because conversations are going to be boring. I can't talk to my friends every day and say, hey, what are you up to? Oh, I'm trapped inside my house. I'm doing nothing. I'm binging Netflix every day. There is nothing to talk about.
Sometimes it's a good once a week conversation, you know, with your friends being like, let's catch up once a week or something. You know?
Yeah. So that, you know, when you're talking to your girlfriend and the only thing you're doing is asking how she is and what she's up to, and it's going to be nothing, you're going to fizzle out that conversation. Doesn't mean you're a bad boyfriend. It just means you're figuring out how to be a conversationalist. You're learning how to talk to people.
Yeah.
As long as you're working on it, I think that's important. Don't get too down on yourself. I think a lot of kids me included, you get really self-conscious or insecure when you're talking to someone, like, oh, they're not gonna like me because I'm not a good conversationalist. Like, you know, just keep working on it. People aren't gonna think of you that way. You know, if you're having trouble keeping the conversation up, she's having trouble keeping the conversation up as well too. It's both sides. Yeah. So
she's probably asking her friends too, just not on Reddit like a weirdo. The last thing I got to say about this, like, kids are very aware, more aware than I was when I, like, some of these questions are just like, I know I'm being a bad boyfriend, I'm 12. It's like, holy shit, like, how young, like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, I don't think I had the self-awareness to think I could be a bad boyfriend when I was 15 years old.
Exactly. Well, good luck, man. Hopefully we get an update. Take it day by day. Don't think about it too hard, you know, just let it roll. Let's go to the next question. I found out that my girlfriend has been ruining my life. What should I do?
Same, dude.
I am 25 years old. I've been with my girlfriend for around 9 months. We met around the time when COVID started. Ever since COVID started, I've been a little depressed because of all the lockdowns and all. 5 days ago, my girlfriend left the city to stay with her parents for 2 weeks. Since my girlfriend is gone, I feel very happy. I realized that the lockdowns was not really the thing that was making me depressed. It was actually my girlfriend. I realized that she was always negative about everything, always complaining about everything, complaining about people and killing my mood. She's a very negative person. She will be with her parents for 9 more days, and I feel like I will be better off without her because I feel much happier. Even though she is negative, she's not a bad person. I don't know what to do. How should I handle this? Break up? I don't
know. So it sounds like in your analysis, you should break up. If everything you're saying is absolutely accurate and you don't really enjoy spending that time with her, I would break up. If you were living together, which it seems like it would be weird if you were because you've only been together for 9 months. If you're living together during lockdown, I don't think it's that crazy for you to be that like unhappy being stuck with someone that long. So that does add up. It's probably a relief to have someone give you some space. Everybody needs their space sometimes. The other thing is, she might be depressed because of COVID as well, too. I would talk to her about it, honestly. Like, you could pull the trigger and break up because you're unhappy. But if you tell her, hey, you know, I realize that you're bringing my mood down a lot, maybe talk about it. She could be feeling that same depression you are because of a lockdown. It's a crazy time right now.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't pull the trigger because like I feel like after 2 weeks you'd be like, oh man, I made a mistake, blah blah blah. So maybe I would have this discussion with her. You're right, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's important to have open conversation with the person that you're with. You know, the other thing too is I would assume you guys are still talking, right? Even though she's at her parents, if you're still texting and stuff, shouldn't she still be, you know, you should still be talking to her during this time. But yeah, if someone is truly making you unhappy and ruining your mood, you don't need to feel obligated to stay with that person. It can hurt, and they might be someone that you care about, but if they just make you unhappy every time they're with you, you got to look out for yourself, and you're also protecting the other person.
Damn, bro, you got some good advice over here.
You know, I came here prepared. I came here trying to give some serious advice. I'm turning this podcast around.
Ryan's got to help me turn this podcast around. You know, it's just, my advice is just terrible. But in this situation, yes, I don't think pulling the trigger is necessarily an amazing idea. He also says, if I do break up with her, how should I do it? I would probably wait. Or at least have a phone conversation being like, why are you always bringing me down? Why are you so negative? Like, this is a problem here. And then wait till she gets back and then maybe have that final conversation.
Yeah, I think that making yourself clear is important. If you just pretend to be happy with somebody until you break up with them, that's like a shock to their system as well, too. That, you know, it's important that you voice your concerns or reasons why you might not be happy with a relationship. Because if you've ever been broken up with, and they bring up all these reasons why, and they never brought them up before. That, you know, it just feels bad in general. I'm assuming this is somebody that you care about, even if she is ruining your mood. So I would still bring it up no matter what.
Yeah, you know, breaking up, though, when you're living together must suck.
Yeah, if you're living together, the real advice is you shouldn't be. You should not be living together
within nine months
during COVID when, like, you're going to be stuck with that person every day. Like, let's be honest. Like, even if you are with someone that isn't bringing you down, people are going to be unhappy if you're stuck 24/7 with this person. You can't even go to the bathroom without them there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, 9 months is way... I think I know some people who've done this, but 9 months is way too soon to be moving in with somebody. Actually, you know, what if you're, like, older, though? What if you're, like, 35, 36? You're like, I found her.
Well, then you should know better than by then, all right? If you're 35, 36, and you move in that quickly. I mean, look, you can move in that quickly if you'd like, if it's right for you. But I think COVID accentuates that. Because it's not just moving in. It's moving in and spending all of your time together. So if that's what's going on, I think that's a big problem. I mean, normal couples who don't feel like they're ruining each other's lives... Actually, you know, I want to bring that up. Ruining your life, is that what they said?
Yeah, he said ruin my life.
Well, you know, I think your girlfriend might think you're maybe a little melodramatic too. If that's she's ruining your life because she's negative all the time, you know that.
And you also say you're depressed too, by the way. So it's you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the world is depressing right now. So you know, but ruining your life might be a little bit much. that's a lot.
That's harsh, man. Ruining your entire like. It takes a lot to like ruin my life. Well, you know what I mean? It's like that's a tough thing to say.
Yeah, like her negative attitude's making you unhappy. Fine, ruining your life. I was actually expecting some horrible stuff to happen. Like she was opening up credit cards in your name, and you know, like stealing all your money.
Yeah,
got you fired from your job.
Yeah, if she spread a rumor you're cheating on her, she stole all your money, she set the house on fire, or something. That's ruining your life. You know?
Yeah. Then we can say break up with her. Don't wait till she comes back.
Yeah.
Change the locks.
Yeah, if she's a psychopath, I'd break up with her for sure. all right, let's do another one, and then we can kind of maybe we can try and find one or something to do. We can this is some solid advice.
It's real advice hour, guys.
This is real advice hour. Real advice. All right, here we go. What the heck is this? I have a boyfriend of 7 months, and we are in a long distance relationship. I am working a new job with new faces, and I'm starting to notice that I want guys to notice me. Anyone else ever have this feeling? I just want to know if it's maybe an attention thing or if I miss flirting with my boyfriend. Any advice is something worth taking.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you are a cheating, horrible person. You might be this
terrible.
Other, you must be this other dude's girlfriend. You're ruining your boyfriend's life. No, I think, listen, this might be controversial, but... I think everybody wants attention. Everyone wants to feel like people around them want to be around them. People want to feel attractive.
Yeah.
In a long-distance relationship especially, it becomes a real problem because you're not getting that constant reassurance and feedback. Maybe you're not getting that attention or physical touch that you want. So, of course, you might see people and you want that attention from them. I think what you do with that desire is what matters the most. I think that is going to happen in a long-distance relationship. If you're with someone for a year and you can only see them a couple times, you're going to wish that someone around you was giving you attention. And I think it's natural to kind of have those thoughts. But if you're acting on them, that's where things become a problem. If you start flirting with these dudes, that's a big problem.
I mean, I've never been in a long-distance thing for, like, I don't even know, more than a couple of weeks, I think. So I can't really comment on that. But, yeah, it's the long-distance thing is very tough.
Yeah. I mean, long distance is pretty rough. And if you're already, I mean, I think the best thing you can do is either 100% don't act on anything or just break up. If you want to go explore with other people, you need to just break up from your long distance relationship.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is realize that maybe there aren't going to be consequences. You can all of a sudden start flirting with people around you and there's no consequences because your significant other is 1,000 miles away. So they're not going to see it. It's not going to hurt their feelings. But that's like the worst thing you can do because you're just going to put yourself in a horrible situation where you're going to end up hurting the other person really bad. So if you want to go date around or have attention and you know, flirt with people, you should break up. If you can push these thoughts down, and just say, okay, this is what I want, but I still love the person I'm with and I want to be with them, then you just got to suck it up and then try to end that long distance as quickly as possible.
That's a shitty thing to do. I don't know. It's just a shitty thing to do, I think.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily a shitty thing to want.
Yes, it does.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want
we
a
all
second
crave
piece of cake.
Yeah, we all crave attention. This is why we both have podcasts.
Yeah, don't even listen to us.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
Only some real sociopaths would have a podcast just giving their advice out. Who do you think you are?
Who are you? All right, let's do one more. This is great. We wrap up in like a half an hour. The advice is straight to the point.
I just know it already.
I like these short ones. It's like it's easier to edit. You know, I don't have to talk that much. It's great.
I can't tell if this is like a passive aggressive dig. Like, wow, really, really just sending all the advice out really quickly. Love these short ones.
No. It's great. No, it's actually really great. Cause like, it's actually real advice. And I just like ramble a lot. So it's great. It's fun.
So let me try my impression. Here's what you gotta do. What the fuck? Break up with her. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's all divorce. It's all breaking up. You going through all these, you learn that people are kind of shitty, though, you know?
I think that's the reality. Humans are shitty. You got to find someone who can equally keep their shitty parts down as much as you can.
Yeah, just hold down the shittiness as long as you can.
If you want good things in your life, you got to only put good things out. That's roundabout advice. Whether or not you want to go flirt, if you want to flirt with your coworkers, fine, but you can't expect to be able to be with someone who won't do the same to you.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes down.
No, I got you. All right, one more. Let's do this. My girlfriend really fucking hates phones and is beginning to annoy me.
Okay.
We've been together for close to 5 years, long time. And we've lived together for two of them. Here's the problem. My girlfriend really fucking hates phones. She hates it when I use mine in most capacities, and her newest idea is that my phone should be in a box in the entryway so I can't use it at home. Some of her arguments are fair. God. Just for context, here's what I don't do. Phones aren't allowed in the bedroom. My charger's in the living room. I don't use my phone if we're having dinner or if we're doing something active together, like playing a board game or something to that extent. I put down my phone immediately if she's talking to me. I don't use it when we have a conversation of any kind. I don't know what to do about this, and it's getting worse and worse as the weeks go by. What would you do?
Wow, that's funny because I feel like there is some middle ground here.
Yeah.
Because it is so annoying when someone is just on their phone all of the time.
Yeah, See, that really fucking pisses me off. Like, if I'm dating a girl and she's always on it, but at the same time, I kind of, looking back, I feel like I'm on my phone all the time, you know?
Well, everyone's on their phone all the time. I think it's healthy to try to stay away from your phone as much as you can. No phones in the bedroom, awesome rule. No phone at dinner, totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I use my phone a lot at dinner. You know, that's the kind of society we live in now, which is a problem, I think. But it sounds like you've compromised a lot.
You are the man of the hour here because you're compromising. In a lot of situations, the guy or the girl wouldn't compromise and be like, nah, whatever. But it seems like you're doing a good job on that.
Yeah, not using your phone at home at all, like a box where you put your phone when you come into the house, I think is pretty absurd. I think that we live in a society where you are supposed to be connected. Listen, when I get a work email, people expect that I have my phone and I got notified about it. So that alone... we just live in a different society now. You can't just not have your phone at all times. I think, communication is key, but it does sound like your girlfriend's got some real crazy thoughts about phones.
Yeah, and also, I you know what's funny, though? Like, it's kind of funny that she hates them so much. Like, I don't think I've found a lady who hates phones. Everyone I start dating is always on their phone. Yada yada, like whatever. It's just like it's crazy to think. It's kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah, like the middle ground that you are already compromising on, though, is like healthy. So I don't think it is healthy when people are on their phone 24/7. Like I am, admittedly, I am. But like putting your phone away an hour before bedtime means you'll be able to sleep better. You know, there's all these things that are good for our health when it comes to using our phone too much. So I think not having one in the bedroom, totally fine. Not using it at dinner. Maybe if you're watching something together, it can be kind of frustrating when someone's just on their phone the whole time. But it sounds like you're already compromising there. What I think you have to do, you got to talk to her and say, hey, I've compromised in this way, this way, and this way. It's now your turn to compromise.
Yeah, nothing pisses me off more than when someone's on their phone, I ask them a question, and they just like zone out. They don't even hear me.
Yeah, and I mean, it obviously happens all the time. We've all been there. We've all been on both sides.
Yeah.
When you're on the phone and someone starts talking to you and you just don't hear them and you're like, can you repeat that? Like,
yeah.
I just, you know, so I get it. I get why she'd be like that, but not having your phone in your house at all, That's just some next level stuff.
Your boss could like yell at you for not answering.
Yeah, next she's gonna want to get rid of your TV and your computer, and all of a sudden
and the fucking clothes on your back. Damn it.
Yeah, let's go join a nudist colony.
Yeah.
Let's go meditate every day instead of looking at Reddit.
They built the wheel for a reason, all right? Technology, it grows, okay? What do you want from us?
Yeah, how are you guys going to survive when they implant our phones into our brain? You know, Elon Musk has already invented the thing that interfaces into your brain.
I know. So, it's crazy. Stocks keep going up too. Tesla, everybody, buy it.
So you guys are going to be the only ones without Google right in your eyeballs, and we're all going to be laughing at you.
Dude, it is so crazy, though, when you're literally talking about something, and then it fucking shows up on, like, Facebook or on your phone or something. It's, like, the weirdest thing ever.
Listen, I'm in marketing, and I think it's awesome. I say go for it. Listen, would you rather...
Dude, I get fucking ads from your old company. Like, yeah. On my... I'm like, how is this possible?
So, like, here's the biggest question you got to answer is, would you rather... when you look at your phone, see an ad for dog food, but you don't have a dog? Or would you rather see an ad for something that you love? Like, oh, here's a new podcasting mic or something.
Yeah, that is true. Good point. Like, ads are less annoying.
Yeah, it's hyper-personalization, but it's a better experience. They're going to deliver the same amount of ads no matter what, you know?
You're right. Yeah. And I've gone in a couple things where they ask you what ads you want to see more often, which is kind of, I guess it's fine, but...
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate ads too, but we live in a society.
You know, do you have one of those things on your phone that tells you like this week you're on it for 18 more hours? I'm just like, holy shit!
Your usage numbers. Yeah, I purposefully don't look at that.
Yeah, dude, it's so depressing. I'm just like on my phone. It's like you've been on your phone for 7 hours yesterday. I'm like, fuck! You gotta be kidding me.
And that's active time. Like,
yeah,
I only open my phone for like 30 seconds at a time, so I've had to open it up 80,000 times in a day.
Exactly. It's like shit. It's like I'm so useless. Wow, this was a good ep. This is a good episode. Ryan coming in, podcast king over here. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, I'm happy too. I'm glad I could deliver some advice to some people who are in need.
Desperate need to change their relationship status.
Yeah, who change their relationship status or you know, if you just want to come in, have a conversation. You know, that's what life's about. Have a conversation. Don't post about it. You're asking this guy about it. Have a conversation.
Have a real conversation
with your significant other. Why are you asking Andrew on the anonymous advice podcast?
I get emails too, which is like interesting. Next time we do this, I'll actually like read some of them.
It's bizarre.
Yeah,
you know?
It's insane.
You need to focus on your priorities in life, guys. You know, put your phone down and talk to your significant other.
Yeah, do you want to plug anything? Are you good?
Oh, I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, well,
I'm plugging the Anonymous Advice Podcast. Yeah. It's an okay podcast, guys. You know, they had a really cool guest on this week, so you should check it out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, Brittany crushed the podcast. She's hilarious. And this week you mean?
Yeah, I meant me, but Brittany did crush the podcast, but I did actually mean myself.
No, you're the best guest ever. But yeah, guys, that's our advice. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next week. Bye.